So the title of this talk is, What was the significance of the execution of Charles I in Britain and Europe, and how was it reported? So there can be little doubt that the trial of Charles I and his subsequent execution in January 1649 were momentous events. These are two of the most dramatic episodes in British history. And this is not because it was necessarily unusual for a monarch to come to a sticky end. Other kings had died in more or less bloody and brutal ways. Edward II was murdered in Berkeley Castle in 1327. Richard III died on the battlefield at Bosworth in 1485. But Charles I's death was different. Charles was subjected to a formal trial which was held in public. This means that we have remarkable documentation about the proceedings. We have notes on the meetings where his judges discussed and planned the proceedings. And we also have a record of the trial itself. Indeed, we have a remarkably full transcript of the trial proceedings, which give an amazing sense of the atmosphere in the courtroom. We can, in other words, eavesdrop on the exchanges that took place between the king and his prosecutors, including the moments where people interrupted each other out of frustration and anger. Following the trial, of course, Charles was executed before a massive crowd in front of the banqueting house in Whitehall. This was a high-profile setting, one of the most glorious buildings which made up one of the king's most important palaces, and it is a building which can still be visited to this day. And Charles I's death ushered in a kingless republic, the only period of republican rule in our history. So my aim is to think about the significance of this trial in England, across Britain, and indeed more widely in Europe. This means thinking about what the trial was meant to achieve and represent, what we can learn by thinking about the way in which it was undertaken, and what can be said about its legacy, both in the short and the long term. And along the way, it will mean reflecting on the fact that this event continues to provoke debate and indeed controversy amongst historians.